Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, since 2020, the popularity of swimming in the sea has rocketed. We know that. We've seen them. But because of lack of water treatment, as I said previously, three Olympic-sized swimming pools of untreated raw sewage are flowing into Ireland's water systems every day. Isn't that disgusting and quite frightening? Eastkey Britton is a scientist, an activist, a former big wave surfer, and she joins me now to talk about our most precious resource. Eastkey, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Thanks so much for doing this. You were spending most of your life in the sea way back before it was cool to swim all year round. Do you actually resent all the newbies in their dry robes, or do they give you hope? Tell me.
Not at all. It gives me hope. I think the more people connected with the water and benefiting from its healing powers, the better. And plus, if we have that connection like I've had with water my whole life, then that's where the hope comes that we will care for it and look to protect it and also take action when issues like this happen. There are more voices weighing in on, speaking out of how much this matters. So I think it's really important and exciting to see.
Looking at these new reports I mentioned there, how worried are you about the health of our water and how it might affect our own health?
Yeah, I think unfortunately it's shocking, but not surprising. I mean, Ireland, we're really bottom of the ladder when it comes to implementing things like the Water Framework Directive. The European Commission is taking us to the Court of Justice over that, and it's reflected in the deteriorating quality of all our water bodies. And especially with water, which is such a precious, sacred resource. There's only, I think, it's less than 99% of all the water on the planet that is actually usable for humans and for other life. So it is so precious. And we tend not to view it that way, tend to take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And yet there was a time when we saw it as sacred and the source of all life. And so I think there's this real reckoning now that, yes, we can't be well in a sick sea. Our health is completely dependent on the health of the water. And the two, for me, kind of really mirror each other.
Now,
but
Irish
only as healthy as our water is.
Yeah, but Irish Water say that by 2028, it says here, we will have no more raw sewage going into the sea. Can we wait that long?
Well, let's hope it happens by 2028.
It's a long way off.
It's a long way off, and it should have already happened. I think it's great that it is happening, and it is an important and necessary fix. But I think it's also important to consider that this is symptomatic of a much wider issue where we're kind of really living this lie where we see ourselves as separate from nature, from water, from the rest of the living planet, that then allows us to exert this level of kind of try to exert this level of control over our water bodies, over nature. And then it's leading to, these terrible consequences or side effects are the pollution and degradation of these systems we depend on. And so what's needed is this kind of real cultural shift in in our relationship with water, with wild places, with our oceans, with our rivers, with our seas, rather than continuing to just extract and use without consequence, because now we're realizing actually there are consequences. So there's that shift that needs to happen. And I think it only happens through people coming together to take action as a collective. And I think that's why it's really important to see so many people going to the sea, going to water, and then seeing the rise of, community activist groups like the Surf Rider Foundation, the chapter set up in the west coast of Ireland by surfing parents, Lexi and Robin Keating, in response to the dangerous consequences of what happens when there's E. coli and raw sewage in our water. It's really harmful for our health with serious consequences, especially for young people and for kids. It can be life-threatening. There is this kind of momentum happening now.
Yeah, you said that we're bottom of the ladder in terms of other countries and what they're doing. What countries are doing it right? Like, where am I moving to?
That's a good question. I think the world over, water environments are being hit the hardest. They're being the most degraded and most polluted. And in Ireland, we've lost a staggering amount, in particular, of our wetlands. So I think it's really looking to examples of how we can regenerate and restore a lot of these places that will also help the water recover and replenish itself.
I was asking the listeners as well, how do they feel about this conversation? Would it put them off getting in the sea today or tomorrow on Christmas Day? But are you put off by getting in the sea by these stats?
Oh, I definitely be wary of where I go in the sea. And I've gotten sick from being in the water and have it, you know, raw sewage been flowing out into it. And it's nasty. It's not nice. And it can be, you know, it's really dangerous for our health. I think the shift that needs to happen too, maybe if we saw it in a different way of how when we think about water and even the water cycle of how water is moving through us, through each of us, all of us all the time, so that it's actually part of us. If we had that more intimate kind of understanding and connection, would that foster a greater relationship of care? And then having a connection with our local water bodies, again, is vital to restore those relationships and then to increase this awareness of the impact we're having and also what can be done. Because there's a lot that can be done and that is being done.
You have a book out at the moment that is all about renewing our relationship with water. And as I can tell, you feel very, very strongly about it. And you also have lots of really simple ideas for people to reconnect to the water in the book. So what are some of the things that someone listening to now can do?
Yeah, well, I guess I think it comes to like what I was saying before about the importance of that collective action. So getting to know your local water and where it is and then what could be done for it. But everything from, you know, participating in things like beach cleanup, joining organizations like Surf Rider Foundation. And then there's charities like I also think like Home Tree that really matter, that are looking at regeneration of the land. That's vital also for the quality of the water because it's all connected. And so we need healthy environments just to be healthy and to be well. So I'd start there with just kind of in your everyday life of just thinking those touch points, those moments you come into contact with water in your day to day. And we tend to think of, you know, water of like maybe going wild swimming or surfing, but that mightn't be accessible for everyone. But it's even like, you know, when you have a shower, when you drink a cup of tea, and just bringing an awareness even to that of where your water's come from. And
we can't wait till 2028. It's too long.
No,
I want my sea swim without getting sick. Absolutely. Iski, thank you so much for taking the call today. There we go. That was Iski Britton. And the book is called Ebb and Flow. It's out now, available in all good bookshops. And we'll be back right after these.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.